to the WMFO Digital Clock, WMFO Medford. Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Polenta, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. Sometimes we ask a little something in return for it, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about an hour, it'll probably be the midnight 5 hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. Before we get going with anything else, I want to let you know that we are in the annual donations drive here at WMFO. If you feel like you love this show as much as this show loves you, well, that's kind of hard to do because we love you a lot. A lot. But if you have any inkling of love for this radio show, this is your opportunity to let us all know by going over to WMFO.org and hit the donate button. Make a little love donation to us here at WMFO, and Bubbles in the Think Tank helps us improve the stream, the equipment, all those kinds of things that are very important to you, the listener. Keeps us going here at WMFO. So take a little trip over to WMFO.org, find that donate button. Click it, send us a little love right here at your freeform radio station, WMFO. A few days ago, had a little hybrid dinner party here at Babyland in order to thank a few of the pet sitters because goodness knows it takes a village to take care of Claudia and Quintron the dragon. During that dinner party, the conversation was wide and varied and hilarious. So I thought tonight I might pick up on a few of those themes from that dinner conversation and put them out here for you, the listener, tonight in a big bundle of silliness and love right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Bazoom, di-di-di-do. Bazoom, di-di-di-do. Bazoom, di-di-di-do. Bazoom. Music was playing. Bazoom. The moon was shining bright. I heard someone saying, Bazoom. Oh, what a lovely night. I turned around and Bazoom. I saw you standing there. I still remember Bazoom. The flowers in your hair. Sweet love, loving lover, please come back.
Need your loving. I need your loving. Zoom.
That's all I ever got from 8 till 11.
A Zoom.
It ended on the dot, and that's when it happened.
A Zoom.
The very thing I feared, I closed my eyes once.
A Zoom.
And then you disappeared. Sweet love, loving lover, please come back.
I need your loving.
Been going crazy searching for my loving baby, going up and down the street and asking everyone I meet if they have seen an angel anywhere with pretty flowers in her hair. Tell me, where can she be? Love, love and lover,
bazoom.
My tears are falling for you, love, love and lover,
bazoom.
My heart keeps calling for you, I need you badly,
bazoom.
You know you madly feel so forsaken.
Bazoom.
My heart is almost breaking. Sweet love, loving lover, please come back.
Need your loving. I need your loving.
Bazoom.
Di-di-do.
Bazoom.
Di-di-do.
Bazoom.
Di-di-do.
Bazoom.
Di-di-do.
Bazoom.
Now, if you will listen very carefully, I'm going to tell you a secret. It has a recipe in it, and it has all the ingredients for making everyone happy. It's called The Recipe for Fun.
Take one cup of giggles, a teaspoon of laughter, add 1 pound of smiles, and then pretty soon after, you'll skip and you'll dance, you'll laugh and run, for that's the recipe for fun.
Take 6 jolly ha-has,
add 4 bars of singing,
take 1 case of sunshine,
and soon we'll be bringing
a new disposition to everyone
in the recipe for fun.
It makes you want to dance,
it makes you want to sing,
and if you learn the recipe, you'll do most everything.
Mix 4 tra-la-la-las with some sunny weather,
add 2 pounds of nonsense and mix it together. There's plenty forever for everyone in this recipe for fun. Take 1 cup of giggles, a teaspoon of laughter, add 1 pound of smiles, and then pretty soon after, you'll skip and you'll dance, you'll laugh and run, for that's the recipe for fun.
Take 6 jolly ha-has,
add 4 bars of singing,
take 1 case of sunshine,
and soon we'll be bringing
a new disposition to everyone
in the recipe for fun.
It makes you want to dance,
it makes you want to sing,
and if you learn the recipe, you'll do most everything.
Mix 4 tra-la-la-las with some sunny weather,
add 2 pounds of nonsense and mix it together. There's plenty forever for everyone in this recipe for fun.
Spider crawling on a window pane. Spider. Spider, listen to the falling rain. Spider. Spider, spinning such a pretty thing. Spider, 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 spider. You never do the things the other spiders do. No, no, not you. Spider, you're so friendly and tame. Spider, spider, think I'm gonna give you a name. Strider, spider, strider, spider, strider.
I threw some meat into the pond. Where it fell and who on? You don't know what it does to me to see meat sink so rapidly. I threw a lamb chop in the ocean with a swift athletic motion. You can't imagine how I'd wish to know my meat had hit a fish. I can't describe how my heart's aching to cover up that stream with bacon. This very concept makes me quiver to throw a liver in the river. For some time it's been my belief that water should be full of beef. Surely, if I had a pony, I'd not need to sink baloney.
Attack of the giant leeches. Leeches as big as a truck. Leeches bigger than a Shetland pony. Leeches as long as your arm. Attack of the giant horror. A horror beyond description. Terrible, terrible. A horror that I'll now describe. Attack of the giant leeches. Leeches as big as a house. Bigger than a kangaroo. As long as your arm. Attack of the giant giants. Blood-drinking, flesh-eating things. Watch out for the horrible horror. These terrible, horrible things. They can suck out your blood in 20 seconds. Leave you just an empty shell. And they'll eat your flesh and leave your bones. Look out. 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 Look out.
to Buffalo. Riggity, jiggity, 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 jig.
Cincinnati, dancing pig. He's the barnyard, Mr. Big. Cincinnati, dancing pig.
With his riggity, jiggity, 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 jig, jig.
Children yell and clap and sing when he does his buck and wing. Cincinnati, dancing pig.
With his riggity, jiggity, 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 jig, jig. Dancing bears and kangaroos have a lot on the ball. But until you dig that remarkable pig, you ain't a seen or nothing at all. Diggity pig.
From Duluth to Birmingham, he's the pork chop Dapper Dan. He's the keenest ham what am. Cincinnati dancing pig.
Cincinnati.
With his riggity jiggity jig jig jig.
Riggity jiggity jig.
Rock and roll band. Man, I'm gonna rock it out of town with my dart gun. Ticky ticky boom boom.
Yeah.
Ticky ticky boom boom.
Yeah.
Ticky ticky boom boom.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Boom boom.
Yeah.
Ticky ticky boom boom.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Spiders fit in the immense design of things. Been a good year for spiders, or so it seems. incessantly weaving such gossamer schemes as should make one wonder, what blueprint within instinctively causes a spider to spin? And look, look how lovely the glint of the sun is gracing with highlights the web being spun. Dear God of all spiders, please hear this small prayer. Is spidery heaven one infinite snare? Will there be gravity so food will fall by? Have you ever tasted a blue bottle fly? Ever had scorpion? Do they have a god? Ticks you might fancy, but the flavor is odd. But not quite as odd as gregarious gnats, who fly into trouble when ravenous bats with senses all heightened go Dracula stark and quick eat up tasty lost gnats in the dark. I wonder if spiders would like eating mites, those juicy small monsters who louse up the nights of asthmatic sleepers allergic to waste. Yeah, spiders might like mites. Get used to the taste. They do what they have to in spidery nets. Intrinsic insiders who cover all bets with polymer silver that they gossamer spin and wait. Wait for some dinner that soon may drop in.
We went to the candy shop, and we both drank a little soda pop, and then we went me, chicka chicka choo wop. And zoomy zoomy zoo wop. So he's my zoomy zoomy zoo wop. And I'm his chicka chicka choo wop. Zoop, 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 oh chick, 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 go oh, zoop.
Still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I mean Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. We are in the donations drive here at WMFO, so if you think you'd like to support Bubbles in the Think Tank and all the freeformy goodness that you get here at WMFO, head on over to WMFO.org, hit donate, and let us know about it in a financial way. We'll take all the love all the rest of the year, any way you want to give it, but tonight we're asking for you to do it with a little bit of cash. We don't ask you much here at WMFO, so consider it requested and done as soon as you click that donate button at WMFO.org. Hopefully you're enjoying the dinner conversation. It was lively and sprinkled with many laughs, just as we hope this evening's program is for you as we return to the silliness right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Toilet paper, toilet paper. Remember to buy toilet paper, toilet paper, toilet paper. I don't think that I have to stress how vitally important this is.
Toilet paper. Remember to buy toilet paper. Remember to buy toilet paper. toilet paper.
This is Mal Sharpe with another in the series, Job Opportunities. Every day I bring an employer out onto the street and have him offer a San Franciscan an interesting and novel job. Now I have James P. Coyle with me, our employer of the day, and I've just stopped a young man who we're going to offer a job to.
I am James P. Coyle, and I'm very glad to meet you.
Same here.
The nature of the job is it's a little unusual. Just like anything else, there are certain risks entailed in it. You would be working down in a pit in which I have created, through scientific endeavor, I have created intense flame. People throw objects in the flaming pit. You go through. You pick them up. They name the object. You pick them up, and I charge them admission.
Yeah, I think I'd be interested. It's something new and exciting, you know, and I lack excitement.
The reason I ask, I had an employee before, and I will tell you this directly and honestly. He was a little careless and incautious. I gave him specific instructions, and he perished. Now, I want you to understand this before we get any further. He did perish.
I understand. Well, mistakes can happen sometimes.
Now, as I understand it, the death index on this job, they give us a death index, is about 98%. In other words, if you took this job, the chance of your actual perishing would be 98% in favor of your perishing.
It's a chance. I like to take chances.
What we're trying to do really is to create a living hell. Have people pay admission. They look down in the pit. They see you down there. The flames are all around you. There will be four maniacs with you, and you've got to control them.
No, wait a minute. I understand that you said four maniacs?
Yes.
Yeah. And you mean I got to tell them what to do or try to keep them together or something like that?
Yes, exactly. Control them and see that they don't interfere with you, because they will. That's what they're going to try and do.
Uh-huh.
They're fully costumed. They're fully protected, and they're going to be attacking you, and this is part of the attraction.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it sounds very interesting.
Have you worked with maniacs before?
No, never.
Have you worked with flame before?
No, not necessarily.
One other aspect, large bats fly through the air. You've seen bats, haven't you? These are very large bats with, I might say, extremely large teeth from the photo I saw. They'll be swooping down over your head. Would the bats at all deter you from doing your job?
No, I don't think so. If I had a job to do, I'd try to do it regardless of the bats or anybody else.
Now, I'll explain the situation to start with. I want to be sure you can handle a job. I am paying $46 a week initially. Is this agreeable?
Sounds okay.
And I am offering not only the $46, but during the 12 hours that you'll be down in the pit every day, I will provide nourishment to you. In other words, I will provide one meal during that 12-hour period. Will that be satisfactory?
Sounds okay.
Have you ever consumed bats?
No, I haven't.
Would you look forward to the idea of actually consuming bats?
Eating one?
Yes.
I guess so.
In other words, your lunch. You go down and open up your little brown paper bag that Mr. Coyle had prepared, and inside there would be a bat, and then you would just prepare it down in the flames.
Oh, I had to cook it myself?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Why?
Oh, no. If you could cook it for me, I wouldn't mind eating it, but, you know.
What?
A bat.
Yeah.
But as long as I didn't see it cooking, you know, I think I could devour it.
Have you ever had any experience with snakes, large snakes?
No.
See, the bats actually, they're foes down in this pit. The reason why the bats are there is because there are snakes in the pit. The bats attack the snakes, and the snakes will be curling around your feet as you're trying to handle the maniacs.
Yeah, I'm not scared of snakes, though.
What?
I'm not scared of snakes.
Are you at all, and be honest, are you at all afraid of the maniacs?
No, not really.
What are you going to do with them if they start attacking you?
Fight them off.
And this is what the people pay for.
Uh-huh.
The people who are looking down in the pit pay to see you surrounded by flames, picking up objects that they throw down to you. You'll be attacked by the maniacs and the bats. The snakes will be crawling at your feet. This, you understand, this is what the people pay for.
Yeah. Well, they pay to see it. Give them their money's worth.
Now, do you, what I'd like to know is that you fully understand the job. Can you, in your own way, recapitulate what I've told you about the job so that we know that you do have an understanding of it?
Yeah, it seems to me you want me to work in some kind of a pit. As you say, you're trying to develop a living hell. And in this pit, I wear some sort of a uniform, and it'll be a lot of flames. And I have to work with maniacs and watch out for bats flying around. And I'll get one meal a day. I'll be in there for 12 hours, and I'll have to eat a bat.
And you will take the position.
Yeah, I'd like to try it.
Well, there's chicken biryani and there's Persian meat pilau. You can have a lobster booner and a half of lager now. Have some bindi bhaji, chicken danzak off the bone. Try a stuffed paratha or a curry on its own.
No, no, egg and chips, a cup of tea, a slice of bread and marge. Do me fine, thanks.
Well, there's Rogan gosht and Gobi gosht and Bindi gosht with rice, and Brinjal gosht and Meti gosht and Vindaloo's quite nice. Try a meat masala or a Kashmir prawn with egg, or a kurma with banana or some aubergines instead.
No, no, egg and chips, a cup of tea, a slice of bread and marge. Do me fine, thanks.
Spicy popper doms and Bengal beef's alright. Go mad and have some scampi, we can still enjoy the night. You could try mutton tikka, make a change from English muck, or have some kofta curry, aye, and start with Bombay duck.
Well, I'd prefer egg and chips, a cup of tea, a slice of bread and marge. Do me fine, thanks. Hey, what's this? Call this a duck? I ordered duck. You'll give me a kipper or something. This ain't a duck. It's some sort of sardine.
Oh, stop complaining. You've ruined my evening, you have. I could have been with that bird now. She fancied me. I don't know why you had to show her your tattoo.
I don't know what this is, but it ain't a duck.
Yes, it is, Ralph. Ducks are like that in India.
Well, it does taste like a duck.
Ah, that's because it's from Bombay.
The funniest duck I've ever tasted. Why can't I have egg and chips, a cup of tea and a slice of bread and marge?
Oh, I despair, Alf. You've got no style. It was the same in the Chinese. All that talk about king prawn balls. I didn't know where to
You're looking bad. Yeah, yeah.
On behalf of Bob and Ray's campaign for a transistor radio in every home, this is award-winning reporter Wally Ballou at Professor Matthew E. Pulsifer's Computer Center. And what are you working on, Professor?
We've received some amazing figures from a group of radio people, and they'd like us to illustrate the figures with colorful comparisons so that the figures might be more easily understood.
What are the figures?
There were 31 million new radios sold last year, bringing the total in the United States to 242. 2 million, or 25% more radios in this country than people.
Amazing.
Certainly is. Oh, here come the comparisons. If all the radios in America were loaded into freight cars, it would make a train long enough to stretch from Chicopee, Massachusetts to Berwyn, Illinois.
Here's another one. If all the radios were put in one place and turned on at the same time, they'd make a noise loud enough to be heard in Lima, Peru.
Now listen to this one. If all the radios of the United States were dumped into the Grand Canyon, it would fill it halfway up and make quite a mess, too.
Professor, what does it all mean?
Darned if I know.
Little things. They're from Indian without a scheme. Lentil beans, I love lentil beans. They're from East India. They're spicy and good with hot pepper lentil beans. They're good without a scheme. Lentil beans, they taste good in a soup. Lentil beans, I wanna make out with you, lentil beans. You're the best music theme, lentil beans. You give me a good theme, lentil beans. You're from India, if you were a lady, I'd marry you. I like you with hot pepper, lentil beans. You're good for me, you see, lentil beans. You're better than black-eyed peas, the green sweet pea greens, lentil beans. You're the best romantic East Indian girl I have, lentil beans. I'll eat them all up. I want to make out with a lentil bean for the soup. Lentil beans, you're from India. You have your sari on. Lentil beans, I like them with red pepper too. Lentil beans, you're the girl they'll never tell me no. Lentil beans, you have a happy skin. Lentil beans are better than sweet pea. Finished. You are my guiding star.
Interpersonal Patterson had a pig named Porky. This pig named Porky loved pie. He loved pizza pie, pumpkin pie, pineapple pie, pizza pie, mince tarts. And Peter Percival Patterson's pig Porky loved pie for breakfast, pie for lunch, pie in the afternoon, and pie before he went to bed. Peter Percival Patterson's pig Porky ate so much pie that, do you know what he did? He popped.
Come into my parlor, said the spider to the fly. The spider was a woman, and the foolish fly was I. I flew into her parlor, and she sat upon my lap. She blinded me with kisses, and caught me in her trap. I really got entangled in her silken web of lies. She got me all wrapped up with her loving words and sighs. Like a lovesick fool, I promised I'd give her the skies. Now she sued for breach of promise, this poor unlucky fly. Come into my parlor, said the spider to the fly. The fly in that old fable was luckier than I. The way I always heard it, all he had to do was die. So he was better off than me, and here's the reason why. Now since that spider woman got her legal web on me, I've never seen a moment's peace. I've lost my liberty. I guess I'll be her captive until the day I die. And in this modern story of the spider and the fly, yes, in this modern story of the spider and the fly.
It seems like I've been swearing at my computer more than usual. I don't know that it's working any differently than it has been right along. And I don't know that I'm at my computer any more than I was before all this staying at home. Maybe it's just pandemic frustration. Maybe I expect more from my computer now that I'm around so few people. And I definitely wouldn't swear at the people, but I have been swearing at the computer, and creatively. I don't want to say what, but I think somebody should start a website where people can anonymously reveal their swear phrases. I think some of mine are unique, but they're probably not.
That my cooking was best. Yum, 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 baby. Yum, yum. Yum, 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 baby. Yum, yum. Spice, don't kid around. down with the chicken and rice. It all night in any old way. If you want any more, try the baritone way. Some like it cold, some like it hot, but baby just likes the cooking I've got. That's an old Italian style. Mmm, yum yum. Yes, yum yum, baby. Mmm, yum yum. Maybe it's tough, but that's okay, 'cause baby says that it's better that way. Yum yum yum, baby. Yes, yum yum. Oh, yum yum, baby. Mmm, so good.
Monty, down around Montego Bay, looking just like a belafonte, sing a song that go this way. Salty fish, pocky rice, give you special bargain price. If you want a thrill that's new, and I show you the big bamboo, I show you the big bamboo. I stay there and watch the tourists, women who are on the roam, looking for that thrill he promised, something they can't get at home. Salty fish, hockey rice, give you special bargain price. If you want a thrill that's new, then I show you the big bamboo. I show you the big bamboo. Smile so bright, teeth so glowing, red bandana on his head. When he walk, the rhythm flowing, to resist him you had to be dead. Salty fish, hockey rice, give you special bargain price. If you want a thrill that's new, then I show you the big bamboo. I show you big bamboo. Married women left their husbands, old maids left their travel guides. What he promised he would show them,